Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. A 41-year-old Fairbanks woman charged with killing a man during a high-speed car crash on Chena Hot Springs Road last summer was sentenced Tuesday to slightly more than 8 years in jail. Shyla Rose Tureen had a blood alcohol content of 0.425 when she rolled the vehicle near Bias Drive, according to charging documents. One of her passengers, Hudson Mitchell, aged 45, was ejected from the vehicle and died at the scene. Indigenous people from four Arctic countries are gathered in Uktiagvik for the Inuit Circumpolar Council's 2018 General Assembly. As the Alaska Energy Desk's Ravenna Koenig reports, the ICC advocates for the rights of the Inuit at the local, regional, and international levels.
At the high school gym in Utqiagvik, there's a sign for the high school's Barrow Whalers and flags strung in front of it representing America, Canada, Greenland, and Russia. Over 800 people are at this event. Some of them are from here in Utqiagvik, but others have flown in from towns like Nome, Kotzebue, and St. Lawrence Island, as well as the countries represented by those international flags. This group was founded back in the 1970s on the idea that even though borders had been drawn throughout the Arctic, the common history, culture, and language of the people who live here unites them, and that they should have an organization that advocates for their common interests. Cordelia Kelly splits her time between Anchorage and Utqiagvik, but she made sure to be in town for the event.
We are one people with one shared homeland and language and a shared culture.
The ICC helps to shape Arctic policy on the international stage. And at this week's meeting, the ICC is talking about a whole range of issues, including food security, climate change, economic development, and language loss. They'll elect new leadership and come up with a document that will guide their priorities till the next General Assembly 4 years down the road. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.
Citing interest in the issue from the general public and state and local groups, the National Park Service has expanded their public comment period on the proposal to reverse Obama-era hunting restrictions in the national preserves in Alaska. The comment period had been scheduled to close July 22nd. It now closes September 6th. The hunting practices that the Park Service plans to re-legalize are already legal under state regulations in parts of the state. They include hunting bears over bait, hunting wolves and coyotes in their dens in the pup season, and hunting bears in their dens and hunting swimming caribou. Governor Bill Walker's Climate Action Task Force met yesterday to discuss a draft document that would influence the state's future climate change policy. Alaska Energy Desk's Elizabeth Jenkins reports from Juneau.
The Climate Action Task Force had something new to work with this week, a report from the Oil and Gas Technical Committee, which is a group made up of task force members and a mix of volunteers and includes representatives from industry. Overall, that report suggests that hard numbers for reducing carbon emissions won't come easy, especially since industry emissions have already decreased since 2005. Though economists aren't entirely sure why. But the governor's task force is still trying to set some clear goals. The current draft plan includes language to reduce oil and gas emissions by 30% over 2005 levels by 2030. To help achieve that, the document includes the prospect of upgrading the North Slope's energy infrastructure. On the conference call, Alaska Energy Authority's executive director, Janet Reiser, says that project seems like a heavy lift.
I have big concerns about the ability of this project to be economic or even beneficial to any real degree.
There was another sticking point in the nearly two-hour-long meeting. Should the task force include the words climate change in its policy statement on science education and encourage more curriculum related to that? It was included in an earlier draft. Larry Hinsman, a vice chancellor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, suggested treading lightly.
If people think that we are trying to indoctrinate their children, you know, that could kill the whole program.
But Mark Misteller, the task force member who helped craft the policy statement, disagreed.
We're using climate change in many parts of the document, and what our charge is to lead on the issues related to climate change.
In the end, the task force members seem to come to the broad conclusion to act bold and potentially include the language. The next meeting is August 2nd in Anchorage, and the task force hopes to have the draft policy completed by September. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.